Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Just open your mouth and begin to appreciate His God. Open your mouth and appreciate His God. Open your mouth and appreciate His God. There is no like Him. Somebody opening up, appreciate this God. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for the bread of life. Thank you for the bread of life. Thank you for the bread of life. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Somebody open your mouth, appreciate this God. Thank you, Jehovah. It is not by might. It is not by power. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jehovah. We give you praise, Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your awesome power. Thank you for the living word. Thank you for the bread of life. Thank you for the testimonies that we wrought after this encounter. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Be thou glorified. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Look at somebody and tell the person, you're welcome to church. Look at the person with a born again smile. Say, you are welcome to church. Ask your neighbor, hope you are ready to pray. What is the person's response? Hallelujah. We have come tonight. You can take your seats. We have come tonight. Not to preach, but to pray. So I want you to gather all the momentum you can, so that by the time we are entering into prayers, we are going straight to the end of it. Hallelujah. I've not come to bore us with so many words tonight, but rather than for us to pray. For us to pray. The survivor of the Christian life is only through the word of God and with prayers. That is the only way we can sustain the reality of our being born again. Through prayers and the study of God's word. Praise the Lord. And tonight, I'll be deliberating briefly about a theme of our gathering tonight. Give us this bread. Give us this bread. John chapter 6, verse 33 to 34. And the Bible reads, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." And giveth life unto the world. 34. "Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread." Evermore give us this bread. Before the coming of Christ, the world was in darkness. The world was in captivity. The world was held by Satan, and he was the ruler of the world. And so, when God had it in his plan to restore man to himself, he sent his son Jesus, that Jesus will come and restore man to him via his death, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, that he will restore us unto God. And now when Jesus came, he had a encounter with the people, like we've seen in the verse 1 down of it in John chapter 6. After they have had this encounter and he felt them, they looked so nourished and strengthened. And afterward, they came again. But Jesus was quick to correct that. You will not only live by bread, like he said to Satan when he was being tempted. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, you know, the enemy came and said, if you are the Son of God, why don't you turn these stones to bread? And Jesus said, man shall not live by what? By bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. But by every word. So Jesus knew the survivor of man in the spirit realm is not of the physical bread, but it is of the bread of the spirit. And so, when he told them, this bread I am talking about, he said, the bread of God is he. How can a man qualify a bread with a human, is it pronoun? It's a he. But if I want to talk about the physical bread, I would say it's what? It. That is to say, the bread is a living being. Is a human entity that comes from above. It said, is he which cometh down from heaven and give life. And give life. That is to say, there has been no life. But Christ came that he might give us life. John 10:10, he said, the thief cometh but to what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come that you may have what? Life, and have it more abundantly. And when you look at the Greek translation of that word, life, it means Zoe, the God kind of life. And there's an assurance tonight that Christ has released his bread, his word, into our life. Everything good is accompanied by this word of God. Everything you can think of in life that will make every man to prosper is embedded in the word of God. Is it healing? Is it miracles? Is it salvation? Is it deliverance? Is it authority? Name it. Whatever you can think in life, this bread came with. And Jesus said, this is the bread I'm giving you. The word of God that will sustain you. I don't know, before now, the life men live was in darkness. So via the word of God that came, we are brought from darkness into light. And that's why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, it said, a great light has shone. Project Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 for me. Isaiah 9 verse 2. The people that walketh in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of shadow of death, upon them hath the light shone. Nothing good happens in darkness. Nothing good happens. In fact, when God wanted to start creating creation, the Bible says the first thing he created was what? Was light. That is to say, without light, you cannot create. I bet if we off the entire system now that supplies light, now everything will go blank. There will be no sound, there will be nothing. It will be utterly what? Darkness. And you cannot even locate where the door is if it is pure darkness. And that was how the life of man was. We were in total darkness. But Christ came and shined his light upon our lives via his word. And that's why the Bible says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Arise, shine, for the light has come. But the great question I ponder many a times is that, do believers live like people that still have this light in them? Do believers live as people that have the light of God, that have the life of God in them, the God kind of life? And this is what we cry tonight. And the good news is this. Christ is saying, I have already given you the bread. I have given you the light. In fact, I have not only given you, for ye are light of the world. Ye are light of the world. So we ought to shine forth the light and the life of Christ in us. But trust me, you, the enemy is walking night and day to make sure that the life of God in us is not reflected. The enemy is rallying, moving back and front, to and fro, seeking for the believers to devour. And that is why tonight we will not ponder too much, but to pray to God that the life of Christ he has bestowed on us to manifest. The Bible is saying in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. If you study Romans chapter 8, the scripture says, it said, the earnest expectation of the righteous eagerly awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. The manifestation of the sons of God. That is to say, Christ has given us that which it takes for us to manifest. But the world is waiting for a manifestation. The world is waiting for our exploits. Say, for they that know their God, Daniel 11:28. The people of Israel, for they that know their God shall be strong and shall do what? Exploits. And this is what the word of God has come to do in our lives. That we may do exploits. Give us. And it is all that Christ had done by giving us the word of God. But if only we can key into it, into manifestation, the word of God. He said, I have given you the bread. I have given you. But you need to manifest it. It is not just saying it. Let the word, in the days and the eras of the apostles, they manifested it. We are not waiting to be revealed. We are already revealed, waiting for what? Manifestation. Hallelujah. And that is the prayer we're going to be praying tonight. See, God has given us everything to succeed in life. He has given us everything to make it in life. But it is the wish of the enemy that we never prosper. No, sir. They want to make sure they fight us every time that the life of God in us will not be manifested. But there's an assurance tonight. For Christ has given us what? The victory. Christ has given us the victory. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. We are going to be praying. But I would like to tell you this. This moment of prayer, don't take it for a joke. The prayer may not seem like the one you so desire. But please, pray it. Please what? Pray it. Every prayer you pray now is an investment in the kingdom of God. If they do not speak now, they will speak tomorrow. And that's why the scripture says, write the vision, make it plain. Though it may tarry, but at the appointed time, it will what? It will speak. It will manifest. So every prayer we shall be praying, please pray it with all your heart. And we shall also be praying for this nation, Nigeria. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say, my Lord, my Father? Say, oh God, my Father, as I pray tonight, show me mercy. Have compassion on me. And let your ears be open to my prayers. Somebody open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, my God, my Father, as I pray tonight, oh God, have mercy on me. Oh God, have mercy on me. Have compassion on me. And let your ears be attentive to my prayers. Let your ears be attentive to my cry. Somebody open your mouth and pray. God, show me mercy. We have not come to preach, but to pray. In the name of Jesus, mercies of God. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy. Pray and say, Father, as I pray tonight, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Against every dart and arrows of the enemy. As I pray tonight, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Against every dart and arrows of the enemy. Oh God, I seal myself in the blood. In the blood. In the blood. I just tell it a manner. Oh God, and release upon me the spirit of prayer. Release upon me the spirit of prayer. As I pray, release upon me the spirit of prayer. Oh God, release the spirit of prayer on me. Make me a praying machine. Atuske, libra tuke limana. And the Bible says in Hebrews, for he maketh his angels spirit and his ministers flames of fire. Why not say, God, make me a flame of fire as I pray now. As I pray now. As I pray now. As I pray now. As I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Please, we are going to be walking with speed, and every prayer we raise, say it with all fervency and hit it so that we can be able to cover at least a good number of points of prayers. Say, my Father, my Father. You are saying it like I want to beg you. Say, my Father, my Father. You can do better than that. As I pray, oh Lord, satisfy me with the living bread that is from heaven. Oh God, satisfy me with the living bread that is from heaven. Somebody turn that prayer. Satisfy me. Oh God, satisfy me with the living bread that is from heaven. Oh God, I am tired of thirst. Satisfy me. Satisfy me. Satisfy me. satisfy me. Are you here? You are thirsty. Say, God, satisfy me. Jesus, satisfy me. Satisfy me. In the name of Jesus. Satisfy me, satisfy me. Satisfy me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, I declare. Say it like you mean it. Father, I declare that every package of redemption that is lacking in my life, as I pray now, let them be released. Let them be released. Every package of redemption that the bread of life has brought, every package of redemption that the bread of heaven has brought, every package of redemption that the word of God has brought, that is lacking in my life, as I pray, let them be released. Let them be released. Let them be released. If you are keeping short, it is your business. But I tell you, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Oh God, every package of redemption lacking in my life, I pray, let it be released. Let it be released. Let it be released. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, I declare that I have within me, that I have within me the life, wisdom, power, and dominion of the Lord to do exploit. In the name of Jesus, I have within me the life, the power, the wisdom to do exploit. In the name of Jesus, somebody pray. For the word is waiting earnestly for the manifestation of the sons of God. I do exploit. I do exploit. I do exploit. I do exploit. Oh God, I have within me the power, the wisdom, in the name of Jesus, to do exploit by the power of the Holy Ghost. I have within me the anointing to do exploit, to advance, to make great accomplishment, to increase, to wrought wonders. In the name of Jesus, let it be released. You come alive. In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord, my Father, oh Lord, my Father, as a partaker of your divine nature, I declare, I decree that whatever is not in Christ that is in my life, as I pray now, let them be swallowed up by the life of Christ. In the name of Jesus, whatever that is not in Christ, by the divine nature of God in me, I bear the life of God in me. Therefore, whatever that is not of Christ that is in me, as I pray, let it be swallowed up. 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 In the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Say, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I receive grace to exercise absolute dominion and transfer and triumph over the devil and his oppression in my life. I receive grace to exercise absolute dominion and triumph over the devil and his oppressions in my life. Somebody open your mouth and pray. I said pray, I did not say whisper. I said pray, I did not say whisper. I said pray, I did not say whisper. Give me the grace to exercise authority, dominion, authority, dominion, in the name of Jesus. Atabala gadamanata, ikoperatu skelina, akoprande superlata kayata, ikalada kaparata kanato, eraputa ketuna natus, akwande barakumbeleteta, ayaka parado seliko, In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, in the name of Jesus. You're not saying it like you mean it. In the name of Jesus. Scream it loud. In the name of Jesus. I command whatever that is contrary to the divine life of God in me to be swallowed up by the life of Christ. Somebody open your mouth and pray. I command in the name of Jesus, whatever that is contrary to the divine life of God in me to be swallowed up. Whatever that is contrary. Oh God, is it sickness that is contrary? Let it be swallowed up. Is it diseases? Whatever it is it shame? Is it dishonor? Is it poverty? Is it, oh God, lack, retrogression, stagnancy? Whatever that is not of the life of God, Jesus, tonight, let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up. In the name of Jesus, let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up. In the name of Jesus, let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up. Let it be swallowed up. In the name of Jesus. If somebody pray, if somebody pray, we swallow them up. We swallow them up. Oh God, we swallow them up. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, develop my life with sweet fragrance of your presence and your glory, that all may see it and we glorify you. Oh God, develop my life with sweet fragrance of your presence and your glory, that the world will see and glorify you. Somebody open your mouth and pray. What will make the difference? If not the presence of God, what will make the difference? If not the glory of God, Jesus, develop my life. A cobra takara da cos, a tapana toperia, a kata suteli galada, a prata capure tekete, a ratu sanito perataka, a shende bella cuperada, a suzeperatuske, a apatunana kayama, a taparote susa, a apatuna cavana tanana. Ah, Jesus, decorate my life. Oh God, with fragrance of your presence and your glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It is the wish of the enemy that we do not prosper. Take it or leave it. They are always laboring night and day. They are setting up altars. They are making up enchantments. They are making up decrees. But tonight, we are going to be crying out against every altar speaking against our rising. Every altar speaking against our light from shining forth. We are going to be crying out against every witchcraft activity that are programmed against our life. Say, my Father, my Father. Now, this is how I want you to pray this prayer. You are going to clap your hands. You are going to clap your hands. Hallelujah. We are going to do some little spiritual exercise. Hallelujah. Say, my Father, my Father. As I begin to pray, as I clap my hands to pray, every witchcraft power, every occultic power, every demonic power, every marine power, program against my life, program against my life, program against my family to stop me from rising. What are you waiting for? Be totally destroyed. Somebody pray. Clap your hands and pray. Etatatata librata. Ashatatala gabalena nana. Iyegedegedegedegede. Atu satani gabalata. Iparoto senico. Ataya tasito lia. Rabata taniko. Ashentu balaniata. Araga batanosa. Isatataliane. Iabatu paradasa. Asa. Letatatalata. Every family also, as I pray, walking against my life, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Every family also, militating against me, as I pray, what are you waiting for? Die, die, die. Every of your activity, I cause the power of God be upon you now, in the name of Jesus. Every altar in my father's house, every altar in my mother's house, every altar in where I live, every altar from where I marry from, every altar at my place of work, every altar in my business place, every altar in my compound, every altar in my street, as I pray, walking against my life, as I pray, be destroyed. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Eyapatatanuke, eyadatatatatalananaka, arato sebalata, itamadata. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Altars don't just walk alone. There are people behind every altar. Altars don't set themselves up. It is people that set altars. And that's why we are going to pray to God. Any man, any woman behind any altar, making enchantments, making decrees against my life, let them be slain by the angels of God. Say, my father, my fighter. Do I must have to remind us? Can you scream it up on top of your voice? Say, my father, my fighter. Please say it like you mean it. As I pray now, any man, any woman behind any altar, making enchantment, making divination against my life, against my family, against my children, against my wife, against my husband, as I pray now, what are you waiting for? Fall down and die. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody clap your hands. A kappa to Saladanta. There shall be no divination, no enchantment against the house of Jacob, against my life, no enchantment against my business, against my career, against my marriage, no enchantment against my life, no enchantment against any member of CCR, no enchantment against my property. As I pray, Jehovah, any man, any woman, tonight, in the name of Jesus, fall, die, fall, die, fall, da. I don't know, I don't care to know who you are. Hey! Patu setete, e parada kapayana. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're going to be declaring every spell casted upon my life. You don't understand. There was a woman who was one day going to market. While she was on her way going to market, she encountered another woman and they had misunderstanding. And so, while they were confronting each other, the woman was backing a baby on her back. And she made a comment. He said, if I do not pay you back, Let it not be well with my baby. Is that not a witchcraft activity? You had a misunderstanding with a fellow woman, and you are laying a curse on an innocent child. That child grew up, and the whole of his days was full with miseries, until he encountered God, and that spell, that curse, was broken. Jabez was given a name that was not supposed to be his name. And what happened at the later days of that Jabez? He was living in pain until he cried to God. There are some of us, ignorantly to say, some words have been spoken over us when we were not aware. There are words that may have been spoken over us in the secret place that we know not of. But now we are living and struggling because of words that are spoken. And that's why we're going to cry tonight. Say, my father, please say it like you mean it. As I begin to pray, every spell, every enchantment casted upon my life, casted upon anyone in TCI, as we pray now, let those spells be broken. Let those spells be broken in the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? I have also come to pray. Every spell, every enchantment, spell of death, spell of poverty, spell of diseases, spell of retrogression, spell of stagnancy, as I pray, let them be broken, that the life of God in me will spring forth, that the light of God in me will shine forth. If somebody pray, somebody pray. Every spell against my ministry, every spell against my career, every spell against the church, every spell against my family, every spell against my siblings, as I pray, let it be destroyed. We destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. My time is far limited. We are going to be praying for this nation. We will come back to do something that the Lord is saying we should do. We are going to be praying for this nation. The wickedness of the wicked is becoming too much. In such a nation that nothing, nowhere is safe anymore. They say, let's go to church to pray. And in the church, while people were praying, they were slaughtered. You can't travel. Nowhere is safe. Perhaps we need to change strategy. Hallelujah. See, on your way to Canaan, blood must flow. Some people don't like all these kind of prayers in church, but studying the scripture, I came to understand in Luke chapter 19, Jesus was saying, he said, where are those enemies of mine who said I should not be what? King over them. He said, bring them hither and what? And slain them. It is enough of the wickedness. And we are going to be calling on God for judgment against the wickedness of men in this country. I don't know. Perhaps if you know, let me ask. Perhaps maybe that's why, before we lead the prayers. How many of us want us to pray such prayers? Or maybe you are satisfied with the situation Nigeria is. If you are satisfied, put up your hand. I am satisfied with what is happening in this country. Power must change hand. Power must change hand. When the children of Israel were to leave Egypt, they had left, but yet Pharaoh pursued. The same Moses whom the Lord has used to bring them out of Egypt told them and said, this day you will see the salvation of God. For the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. First prayer points. Please pardon me. Say in the name of Jesus. Please say it like you mean it. Every Pharaoh and his horsemen that have refused to let Nigeria go free, what are you waiting for? Be drawn in the Red Sea of 2022 in the name of Jesus. Somebody open your mouth and pray. Let them be drawn. Let them be drawn. They should be drawn. They will not cross over. 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 Every Pharaoh that has refused, in the name of Jesus, we command you to draw. Draw, 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 draw. Draw, 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 draw. Shapala data. Enter. Say, my father, my father. Say, my father, my father. As I begin to pray, let judgment come upon every powers that have risen to destroy lives and churches in this nation. In the name of Jesus, let judgment come upon them. Every power, let judgment come upon them. Powers that have risen in the west, in the east, in the south, in the north. Every power that has risen to destroy lives, to destroy churches, let judgment of God come upon them. Judgment, come upon them. Judgment, come upon them. Judgment, come upon them. Jehovah, we cry for judgment tonight. We cry for judgment tonight. Let judgment come upon them. In the name of Jesus, let judgment come upon them. Say, Father, every counsel of the wicked against the godly, as we pray, let their counsel turn to foolishness in the name of Jesus. Atambetus epa lebrantakatus lanatobelika eziparundes labatum meliakum parando siprantos radupekanda atum. Jehovah, forsake their work, forsake their activity. For the Lord will forsake their handwork, that their hands will not be able to perform their enterprise. Jehovah, tonight, forsake their handwork. Atapa suseti, eatapa nataka. Zetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Atansu parada katakataka. Atatu sele kepele kananata. Atatatala katala katalata. Asheta deketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeket In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please, two more prayer points and we'll round it off. And the Bible says in Micah chapter 2 verse 1, it says, woe to them that devise iniquity and walk evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it because it is in the power of their hands. At night, remember, it was at night, the Bible says, that when Jesus was telling them, he said, the enemies came and did what? And sowed tares among the wheat. It was at night. And now these people, they will plot evil in their beds just because they want to carry out iniquity and atrocity against the children of God. It is just a simple prayer of decree. It is a prayer of decree. Anyone plotting wickedness against this nation in their bed at night, let them die in their bed. Let them die in that bed. They will sleep and never wake up. Somebody open your mouth and begin to decree. Anywhere they are, making a shackment, anywhere they are, planning evil to carry out wickedness against the children of God, against this nation, they will sleep and never wake up. They will sleep and never wake up. They will sleep and never wake up. In the name of Jesus, somebody decree. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The Bible saying in the book of Ezekiel, if you read the whole chapter of chapter 11, the Bible says that the Lord took prophet Ezekiel to the city gates, to the temple gate rather, and he showed him 25 elders who were plotting evil against the children of God. And when you read in verse 4 of it, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord said to Ezekiel, he said, son of man, prophesy, make a decree. And in verse 13 of it, the Bible says, and while he was yet prophesying, one of the elders who was sitting at the gates died. The power of God. What were they doing at the gates? It was no other thing other than plotting evil. He said, for they said to themselves, we shall make this city a cooking pot, and the people therein shall be the meat. What manner of wickedness? Everything is on a standstill in a nation like this just because of few persons, and we are still comfortable. No, power must change heart. Anyone plotting evil, my prayer point has changed. You will not cross 2022. A man said to himself, time will not permit me, but they will not cross over. One man plotted against God and he thought he would go free. He won an election just to sit on the seat. He died. I know many of us know him. But many people do not know the secret of what that took his life. He won the election just to sit. God said no. God slayed him. Hallelujah. And so this is why we are going to prophesy in tongues. As the Spirit give you utterance. Anyone plotting evil at the gate of this nation, taking themselves to be Goliaths, taking themselves to be Pharaohs, that no man can go above them, that no man can challenge their authority. We have an authority in Christ that is far above the human authority. Can somebody begin to pray in tongues? Can somebody begin to declare in tongues? Ikabatus Sibrata, Atubaratus Te, Lamanatuberia. Everybody on your feet. Everybody on your feet. Itazataliaga. Shamata balute. Zabratukera. Isandekede. Eababala koberatus. Lata kashana tabalanata. Aradata kubeliana. Isubratatala. Ikomanuse. Is somebody pray? Pray. Prata kadu selimba, ya batu paradatsa, akumpa suzebra. Begin to declare in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemies have stolen away from this nation, from my life, I recover. Every year they are stolen every good thing the bread of heaven brought. Jesus, I recover everything stolen from me. I recover in the name of Jesus. 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 I recover whatever the years have wasted. I recover whatever the enemy have taken. My joy, my peace, my family, my increase. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now we're going to be doing this prophetically. The Bible says he was given a name above every other name, that the mention of the name Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. With all eyes closed and your hands stretched to heavens, please everybody try. I know it is tiring, but try to be on your feet. The presence of God is here to restore. The bread of heaven is here to restore. The bread of heaven is here to restore. The presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. Be sensitive. The presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. He wants to restore life. He wants to restore hope. He wants to restore that career. He wants to restore that family. He wants to restore that job. He wants to restore that which you have lost to the palmerworm, the cankerworm, the caterpillars. Is here to restore. Now we are going to shout the name Jesus 5 times. And that settles it. We are going to shout the name Jesus 5 times. You can do that on the top of your voice. The name Jesus. If I say number one, you shout Jesus on the top of your voice. With all eyes closed, the power of God is here. Number one. Etama supatatalita. Akande supratakum. Etuparus ipandes. Paradopariata. What is that situation that men has written off? What is that situation that seems to have no hope anymore? The power of God is here. Number two. Eada tapurite. Ekande supa. Eaba tataluke. Ekande se. The bread of heaven is here. The bread of heaven is here. Number three. Does it. Atebrato sanatake. Epalatatatatatatatatatata. Ashanta tabata. Ekote supa. Eabatu telika. Atumbratata. Number four. Does it? That thing you have been trusting God for. The Lord said, I'm giving it to you now. I'm releasing it to you now. That thing you have been crying to God for. It is not the hour. The number five means grace. As you shout five, grace is coming on somebody. As you shout it 5 times, grace is hitting somebody. Atepetu sinika, atuprata kaduse, ematu barata tatakia. Number five.
Grace. Grace.
Does it? It is a four. Does it? Grace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Somebody celebrate Jesus.
Just say, Father, thank you for all you have done today. Can you open your mouth and say, Father, thank you for perfecting your will in my life. Thank you. For perfecting your will in my life, for feeding us via your word. Whatever good things the word of God has brought into my life today, say, Father, they remain permanent in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And so, Lord, we thank you, we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus, for your spirit of grace that is at work in our lives. Lord, as we live, it is from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from triumphing to triumphing, from increase to increase, from prosperity to prosperity, from good health to good health. In the name of Jesus, as your word says, they grew from strength to strength, they that appear before God in Zion. We have appeared before you tonight, and we are growing from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus Christ,
never to go down anymore. In the name of Jesus. As you go, may the presence of God go with you. May it decorate your life. May it envelope your life with fragrance. That we attract goodness. That we attract favor. That we attract increase. In the name of Jesus. And I place a mark and a seal upon every one of us in this house. Anyone marked for death, Jesus, by the reason of the anointing, the yokes of death are broken. In the name of Jesus, we mark ourselves with the mark of Christ. Henceforth, let no man trouble us. Though the situation in the country may seem alarming, though there may be no security, but the Bible says in your word that they that trust in the Lord, he shall not put to shame. Jesus, our lives are in your hands. For whatever that is placed in your hand is safe and secure. Therefore, we hide ourselves under the hollow of your hands. Against every plan and strategies of the wicked, they will not come near our dwelling. With our eyes shall we see, but Lord, they will not be fair us. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Abba Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The grace and fellowship, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Look at somebody and say, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.